Hi, my name is Nylika Barker, and I'm interviewing my grandma. Today's date is May 18, 2014, and it's 4:08 p.m. I'm going to be interviewing my grandma about the civil rights movement and how it impacted her.
Hello?
Hey, Mama.
Hold on a minute, sweetheart.
Okay. How are you?
I'm good, dear. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Can I ask you some questions about the civil rights?
I hope I can answer them, sweetie. What's up?
Okay. How old were you when the civil rights movement started?
How old was I when the civil rights movement started?
Yeah.
I was around 10 years old.
Okay. So how was life around the time? How was life around that time?
Life around that time, well, how can I say this? We didn't have a whole lot, you know. My mom worked and everything, you know, and like if she cooked, you know, like say for instance, if she cooked, if we happened to have pork chops or something, if we were lucky enough to have pork chops, it was one for every one of us that might have been in the house, and we had to eat. Things were lean, you know. It was hard times.
Yeah.
It was hard times. We didn't have a lot of stuff, you know. And it's almost kind of like it is right now for a lot of people who are struggling. People, you know, black people struggled. Black people struggled, you know. And if you, it was just rough, Chubbs.
Were you targeted? Like, did people target you?
Was I targeted?
Yeah, since you were so young. Did you see a lot of racism?
No. I never got targeted when I was young. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't get targeted. Now, I can't say the same, you know, about my mom, because my mom was born in Alabama, and she came up here when she was a teenager. But I don't remember nobody in my family ever saying they were targeted or anything. But when I was a little girl, you know, my dad, I heard the old folks saying how the soldiers used to have to ride on the trolley cars, you know.
This was when your mom was young?
Yeah, we couldn't go, and I was born, but I was real little. You know, in certain neighborhoods, you couldn't go into the, you get chased back, you know.
Oh, really?
Like, they had white, like, across Girard Avenue, they had, like, white, wherever there was white folks at, they didn't want us black folks here.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Have you seen any documentaries on, civil rights movement?
Yeah, we've been watching a lot in class recently.
Well, it was like that.
Oh, wow.
It was like that, you know, and, we had to, a lot of times I had holes in my shoes, had to put cardboard in my shoes.
How was, like, school around that time?
Well, from what I can remember, you know, school was okay, you know. And when I first started the school, there were some white people in our school, but I don't remember, you know, when I stopped seeing them, because that was elementary school.
Oh, so, like, they weren't there, like, in middle school and stuff?
I got to look on my graduation picture from junior high school. I don't think it was no white kids in my class. I don't remember no white kids being in my class in junior high school, and I don't remember any white kids being in my class in elementary, in kindergarten, and in first grade, because I went, I don't even know white kids being in none of my classes.
Oh, really?
Not so long ago. But what you see in those documentaries is pretty much like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
I had grandparents that had a club, and they made money like that. And it seemed like it was the elder people who had their own homes and stuff like that, you know. And then my uncle worked for where it's the Scepter right now.
Yeah.
It used to be called the PTC back during the Civil Rights Movement.
So, like, how much has, like, the world changed since then?
Huh?
How much has, like, the world changed since then?
It has changed an awful lot, except for, it seems like, still, a lot of us are still disenfranchised. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, especially it seemed like since our president got elected, it seemed like racism has raised its ugly head again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I had people that act nasty towards me in some stores, you know, different times, like, let me say, in the late 70s, early 80s, and the Civil Rights Movement was over with then, so to speak. You know, Martin Luther King, you know, had died.
Wait, so you was like...
They don't want to wait on you or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you, like, ever meet him?
No.
But he was, like, alive during your time, right?
He was alive, yeah.
Oh.
I think he got assassinated in 68, I think.
Oh.
I think he did. I'm going to have to Google that.
Okay. Thank you, Mama, for the answers.
But they bombed the church with little girls in it.
Oh, yeah. How old were you around that time?